Welcome to Rhema for Today.
For us to understand it properly. Now, as we look at this, let us understand that the Holy Spirit has a personality. Now, the personality of the Holy Spirit just makes additional proofs that He is a part of the member of the Trinity.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's vault and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching, The Person of the Holy Spirit. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. Many people, we assume a lot of times that people know about the Holy Spirit, but we need to understand that we are always gaining new people all the time, and that some people don't know, and then some of you need to be reminded of the Holy Spirit. Now, of course, as we read from John 14, we see Jesus talking, and He says, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth." That's 14:16. This is 17. "Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you." The Amplified says, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, that He may remain with you forever." Now, what you need to understand, that just prior to this, Jesus is talking about going away, leaving. He is talking to His disciples. He's telling them that He is going to leave. And in fact, we use this passage of Scripture so many times in a funeral service or a celebration service when somebody has gone home to be with the Lord. But actually, Jesus is talking to His disciples when He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go up to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And if you go on down there, He is actually talking to His disciples about He is going to leave. And for them not to be upset, because it is expedient for them that He go. And He says, "When I go, I will ask the Father, and He will send you another Comforter." That word is paraclete there, or actually, and it means comforter. It means comforter, it means counselor, it means helper, it means intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. And many times we need to let the Holy Spirit be whatever it is we need for Him to be to us at that particular moment. Sometimes you need a helper. You know, we don't allow Him to be what He wants to be to us. I heard an individual talking about the other day about praying and asking the Lord to help them find something. And it just seemed like that they were impressed to go look in a certain place, and they found it. Well, that's what the helper does. Now, this didn't have anything to do with spiritual things. This was something natural that they had lost. But you see, the Lord, if you study the Word of God, you'll find out that He is interested in us in every area of our lives. And so many times, if we would let him be the helper or let him be a counselor, we wouldn't have to have a counselor. But we don't like his counsel because he's not saying what we want to hear. I have noticed that as we talk to people here and they come in and talk to us, and of course when they call it counseling, but we actually don't counsel anybody. We just talk to people from a pastoral standpoint. We are not counselors, don't claim to be, and we don't counsel, but we do talk with people about problems from a pastoral standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint. And you would be surprised how many people, after you talk to them once, they won't ever come back and talk to you, and you begin to check up on them, and they've gone to find somebody else to talk to. Or you would be surprised how many of them come to me and say, well, I need to talk to you. And I say, well, I normally, because of my schedule and what I'm doing, I normally leave all of the talking to the staff. Well, I just want to talk to you. Well, you know why? Because they were looking for somebody to tell them what they wanted to hear, not what they were being told. That's why they're going to talk to somebody else. Why waste people's time? If you're going to talk to somebody about something, then listen to what they have to say. Or don't waste your time and their time going and talking to them. You know, many people have said to me over the years, as I would be involved with crusades and different things with Brother Hagin, and I would give them an answer. And they said, well, I want to talk to Brother Hagin. I said, why you want to talk to him? And I said, well, you know, he can give an answer. I said, I'm going to tell you, he's going to give you the same answer that I just give you because he's the one who told me what to say. Yeah, but I still want to talk to him. You're not going to. By that time, I got my back up a little bit. See, too many people don't want counseling. They don't want somebody to tell them the truth. They want somebody to agree with them so they can go on and do what they're doing and rationalize that it's all right. Well, I guess I better get on down the road. But we could talk about all these seven different names here that can be put to the Holy Spirit. And then, you know, chapter 15, verse 26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father will testify regarding me. And then verse 7 of the 16th chapter says it this way: nevertheless, I tell you the truth, or the Amplified says, however, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you, but if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. Now, the Holy Spirit has come because Christ has gone away. Let me understand that. That's what he said here. See, he was here physically. He died and went away, and he said, when I go, that's what he's talking to them about, I will send the Holy Spirit. Now, here's something that we need to understand, that there is a triune Godhead.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We are also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar are coming up really quickly.
Yes, real quick.
So excited about it. So excited to see grads from all over the world
come home. Yeah. That's February 16th through the 21st, Sunday night through Friday night.
Yes.
And then Monday through Friday, there will be an 8:30 service, a 9:30 service, a 10:30 a.m. service, and then a 7 p.m. service.
Yes.
Right here on the campus. Go to rhema.org/WBC and you can find where you can register. It's a free conference.
That's right.
But we get everybody registered if possible. So just come on down. If you're a Word Partner Club member.
Yes.
Or if you're a person that supports this ministry, we consider you a partner.
That's right.
Whether you've ever filled out anything or not. But somebody said, well, what is a partner? Well, it's somebody that prays for us regularly and sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send to help us to support Rhema and what we're doing all over the world. Your partnerships helps us to send out books. It helps us to go in different places in the world and minister.
Yes.
It helps to keep this television broadcast going all over the world. And we get reports from people that have prayed the sinner's prayer with us from all over the world.
And it helps us to train students because we keep our tuition low.
We keep our tuition very low, and your partnership helped us to provide for them. Tuition only pays for 30% of what it actually costs us for a student. Of course, you say, well, what's it called? Well, you got instructors, you got the classrooms, you got the upkeep, you got heat and air.
You got the books.
The books, all kinds
of things.
Stuff. So I just wanted to say that to you that are partners and let you know what your partner fit, and invite any of the rest of you that would like to come and be a partner with us. Just go to rhema.org/WPC. We'd love to have you. And if we're over in your area, hey, come to if you're a Word partner, come to up and I stay around after I speak. You come up and tell us I'm a Word Partner Club member, and we want to meet you and talk with you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his series, The Person of the Holy Spirit. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.